It's your Health, Your Wellness Day in our community. Today we're profiling Tanya Wojcik, a freelance support worker currently working with mental care on Raglan Street South. Tanya, thank you so much for taking time out.
No problem.
I think most people in Renfrew will know you from No Frills First, but maybe take us through how you got involved in this endeavor.
Yes. So my background is actually social work. I was in child protection for over 20 years. So worked under the mandate of safety, but during that time worked with a lot of families and a lot of kids to try to improve outcomes for families. And so my background was always within the social service field. And I had an opportunity when I met Joanna as a customer through the store that she had a private practice here in Renfrew and was looking to sort of expand. And that gave me an opportunity then to sort of reevaluate and re-register with the College of Social Services and Social Workers and sort of bring me back to something that I hold sort of near to my heart and something that I was doing for many years prior to taking on the store with Chris.
So take us through how your work impacts people in the Renfrew area.
I think for social work, it's an opportunity or a place where someone can come, a safe place where someone can come and talk through challenges, stressors, worries. So as a social worker, we don't necessarily have all the answers, but what we do have is a non-judgment, non-emotional place where we can help people process some of their thoughts, feelings, worries, and provide them with perhaps some strategies, some better awareness of maybe the why behind some of their thoughts and feelings, and give them a space where they can work through it and really find the answers themselves, but just with a little support and opportunity. It's working with people sort of where they're at and help them find the answers that you know, often we have within ourselves, we just aren't able to sort of get at them without that extra support.
I imagine much like with someone's physical health, working with mental health can often be a multi-part process. How often do you stay in regular contact with clients?
Yeah, that really varies, Casey. It really depends on clients. Some clients come in and they have a really specific sort of need and we work through it and can work through it in a couple of sessions. Other clients are looking really at more long term. So I would say typically we see clients more frequently in the beginning. And then as clients are feeling sort of more confident, as they're putting some of the strategies into play, then we may not see them, weekly, but we start seeing them every third week or we start seeing them monthly just for check-in. So it really is dependent on the needs of the client.
And Tanya, to wrap things up here, I imagine that having those regular sessions, staying in contact when necessary, really just kind of drives home the impact of these sessions.
Well, I think it allows for some lasting outcomes. I think if we can get clients through their initial sort of struggles, but continue to work on developing their knowledge on sort of what are their triggers, what is happening around them at the time, then they're going to be able to see and recognize some of those things themselves in the future, and then they won't get themselves back into perhaps as a lower place or where they're struggling, that they'll be able to identify those things within themselves. So that longevity makes a difference in the sense that we can focus a little deeper into what's going on. And again, my motto that I work under is knowledge is power. So the more knowledge that a client can get about themselves, the whys behind things, the triggers, all of those pieces, then the better off they're going to be as they move forward and as they sort of, again, encounter some of those challenges, they'll have a little bit more tools in their toolbox that they'll be able to adjust.
And as I understand, mental care is currently expanding and does not have a wait list, so people looking for some support can go right through their website right now to set that up. We've been talking with Tanya Wojcik, one of Mental Care's freelance support workers. Tanya, thank you for your time. And remember, you can get the complete list of your health, your wellness interviews at renfrewtoday.ca.